Ben.
Well, I may push back.
Sit down.
Welcome back, Sid.
Thanks.
So what's this going to be like tonight?
Oh, exciting. It's been a long time, and I'm looking forward to it. And you know, it's something I thought about a lot over the last 10 months or whatever it's been. So I'm pretty excited.
What do you expect out of yourself tonight?
I don't know. I've been working hard over the last couple months, but it's been a long time since I played a game, so you know, I don't really know what to expect, but I try to give myself every chance to be ready and you know, to play the best I possibly can, you know, given the layoff here.
Can you take this time of feeling as a first NFL game, a first NHL game for you?
Yeah, I mean, similar, but you know, you don't always get this anxious for games. This is one I can definitely say I'm pretty anxious and excited for. But no, I don't think anything ever matches the first one. But similar.
Can you take us through yesterday when you met with the doctors and then your initial reaction to saying you can play?
Just happy. I mean, it's still. Still a process of, you know, getting back and getting used to things. I mean, it's not going to get any easier. It's going to be an adjustment, but having that opportunity is something I've waited a long time for. So just really excited and just really looking forward to kind of getting going and getting into that routine.
There's a big thing when people come back from injuries that you have to be fully committed to it and not be concerned. Is there any concern on your part going into the game?
No, I mean, I feel pretty good, and I think anybody who's gone through this and missed this amount of time, you know, you've got to make sure that you get involved early and get that first hit under your belt. And maybe that means having to initiate a little bit more myself in order to do that, but anybody who's gone through this, I think, realizes that, yeah, there's kind of a feeling of a process there of getting back into it, but as far as my confidence level of getting hit and stuff, it's all there, and you know, I feel confident going into those areas and getting contact.
You don't think they'll purposely target you, will they? Like, you don't think they'll take runs at you or target you?
I don't know. I mean, I think before this, you know, teams always keyed on me anyway, so I don't think that's going to change. But no, I don't expect anybody to try anything. I mean, I expect them to play hard like they always have, and but no, I don't think anything stupid.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you too well, but you had contact introduced about a little more than a month ago. Do you feel comfortable with the amount of contact you've taken in practice and to go forward with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken as much as I possibly can, so you know, now it's time for the real thing, and yeah, I'm excited for that.
Playing time, do you have a number in your head, Sid?
No. No, I mean, I have no idea what to expect as far as how I'll feel and things like that, so I'm sure that's just something that, as the game goes on, I'm sure Dan will get a better feel for that.
He said 12 minutes possibly tomorrow. We talked about 12 minutes, but can you see yourself sitting on the bench that long and not only playing 12 minutes in a game?
I have no idea what I'm going to feel like, so yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've played 20 already thinking about it, but I think, yeah, for the most part, any time, even, you know, I didn't miss this amount of time, but when I came back from my ankle, I remember that, you know, I was expecting to play a little less, and that doesn't always happen, so usually by the time you get going, get into it, you're able to play more than you think, so hopefully that's the case.
Cindy, can you talk about your thought process thinking about this for, you said, 20 games? You almost feel like you're...
No, I said I felt like I played 20 minutes already thinking about it. You know, I think when you miss this amount of time, you're just trying to kind of go over what usually seems pretty normal. You know, you're trying to go over things and make sure you're ready. And yeah, I think just preparation-wise, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm ready to go. But, you know, I feel like I've been preparing for more than just a couple weeks for this, so looking forward to it.
You get the sense of appreciation for what this means, not only for the city, the franchise, but for the NHL to have you back.
I mean, this is pretty big, so yeah, I think I've got a little bit of an idea, but you know, at the same time, I'm just you know, trying to enjoy just being back. It's, like I said, it's been long, and never been away from hockey for this long, so I'm just excited to be able to play again.
You were so dominant, Sydney, when you got hurt. You led the league in points and goals and all that stuff. Physically, are you able to compare where you are now as opposed to where you were before January?
It's pretty hard to compare that without playing a game, but that's you know, that's pretty tough to just step back and be where I need to be as far as that's concerned. But I expect to be back there eventually. I don't know how long it's going to take, but you know, I think the main thing is just to get more and more comfortable each game. And if I do that, you know, I think I can get back there.
Hey, thank you guys. We just kind of break.